Good morning, and also good afternoon, because we might transition into 12 o'clock. The title of our presentation is Stress Reduction with Tai Chi for Elderly Latino Immigrants with Diabetes. It's quite specific. And Dr. Castillo, who is the principal investigator, is also here today. So Tai Chi is an exercise which originated in China. It's popularly known as meditation in motion because of its emphasis on breathing and its slow dance-like movements. It's been increasing in popularity in the U.S. In 2007, 2.5 million Americans said that they were practicing Tai Chi. It's known to have physiological and psychological benefits. According to the NIH, among older adults, it's known to reduce the risk of falling, relieve osteoarthritic pain, improve mood, and other studies also show that it can improve cognitive function and increase self-efficacy for physical activity, and also lower anxiety and depression. There's different styles. The Yang style is the most common. It consists of 24 moves. According to the CDC, the number of older adults in the U.S. is about to increase to about 71 million by 2030. That's more than double the current number. 7.5% of the current older adults are actually of Hispanic origin, and this is projected to increase by 224% by 2020. Nearly half of the 41 million U.S. immigrants are actually of Hispanic origin, and this is also projected to increase despite what certain politicians might do. According to the CDC, diabetes is the seventh leading cause of death. That's something everyone is probably aware of. It disproportionately affects Hispanics and Latinos. There's a higher prevalence among older adults. It comes with a higher incidence of comorbidity and disability. And according to the American Journal of Public Health, Mexican immigrants assimilating in the U.S. are at a higher risk of developing diabetes. Now, of course, when immigrants come to the U.S., as many of you may know, they face cultural differences, and they have to acculturate towards that. They try to adapt to the new culture. And with that can come acculturative stress. So far, the limited research that has been done in this area, the literature has stratified this type of acculturative stress into two types: intrafamilial stress, which includes parental, marital, and familial-related stress, and extrafamilial stress, which includes employment, communication, and stresses related to discrimination. Now, many may think that if you're a documented immigrant, you might face less stress, and that can be true. However, according to the Hispanic Journal of Behavioral Science, both documented immigrants and undocumented immigrants are known to face nearly the same amount of acculturative stress. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, Hispanics have the highest uninsured rate, and immigrants are twice as likely to be uninsured than U.S.-born Hispanics. And finally, of course, there's a relation between stress and diabetes. Increased stress can lead to changes in blood glucose, poor eating habits, impaired decision-making, and negative emotions. Now, why do we look at Tai Chi? Well, it's been documented that it has benefits among older adults and also with people who have diabetes. So we looked at the two together and added a few things, like, you know, Hispanic immigrants. Before the study, a focus group was conducted among the Hispanic community, and in that we concluded that Tai Chi was a comfortable and acceptable form of exercise for many of these individuals. Here's a good quote from an 80-year-old Hispanic immigrant female who had diabetes and kidney disease. She said, "We already ran when we had to run." Now, that implies, you know, that they were already exhausted from, you know, their experience, so they were looking for something that's not as exhausting. We hypothesized that practicing Tai Chi for at least 2 hours per week for 12 weeks would reduce their perceived stress, their diabetes-related distress, and lower their A1C. This was a subset of Hispanic participants from a larger Tai Chi randomized control trial. They were recruited from the southeast side of Chicago, mostly from places like churches and the Chicago Family Health Center. They were included if they were Hispanic or Latino, 50 years or older, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and able to stand with minimal support. They were excluded if they planned on traveling, were currently engaged in intensive exercises, had a terminal disease like cancer, if it was not recommended to them by their doctor, or if they were unwilling to sign consent. Now, the Tai Chi intervention was led by a bilingual instructor. They were one-hour classes. They were indoor twice a week for 12 weeks. We welcomed family members, and it was of the Yang style, which I talked about earlier. The assessments were done at baseline at the intervention's end, which was at 12 weeks. We looked at A1C, BMI, blood pressure, along with a number of behavioral questionnaires One I will point out is the Hispanic Stress Inventory for immigrants. We use that to try to measure a culture of stress. So among our 30 immigrants, what we saw was the average age was about 60. They were mostly female. More than 90% spoke Spanish as their primary language. Very few completed high school, and more than 60% had an annual income of less than $15,000. Many were retired and unable to work, one-third of the sample, and 40% had no insurance. And finally, they had spent an average of 7.5 years with diabetes and an average of 26 years in the U.S. So what we found after the intervention was we found a significant decrease in A1C, about 0.6%. We also saw a reduction in their BMI, and that was only close to significance. And when we looked at the psychological factors, we found a significant decrease in diabetes-related distress, but not in perceived stress. Although that also lowered, it was not significant. And we saw an increase in functional support among these people. But that was also only close to significance. And finally, when we looked at the acculturation stress results, we saw a decrease in the aggregate score, and that was also significant. These individuals had reduced an aggregate reduction in their acculturative stress. And when we further looked at the data, we saw that the extra familial stress they were experiencing reduced significantly, and that's what had led the change for that score to decrease. Although intrafamilial stress also decreased, that was not significant. And we saw no significant differences in medication adherence, blood pressure, dietary patterns. Attrition rate was about 23%. The average days they attended the 22 classes was about 14 days. And we also asked them if they were practicing after the intervention, and we found that they were practicing for an about average of 63 minutes. But there is a high standard deviation. So our sample was mostly Hispanic immigrants, mostly lower income, primarily Spanish speaking. They had low education levels, and many were uninsured, so that was quite representative of the Hispanic immigrant population. And along with the cultural differences that, you know, these immigrants may face when they come here, these factors must also be realized that, you know, this can actually contribute or pave the way for acculturation-related stress. Tai Chi, as we saw, may improve glycemic control and reduce weight gain, and as we saw, it helped reduce acculturative stress. And in this particular case, we saw it reduced extra familial stress. That's possibly because, you know, this intervention was done outside the family, so they may have received more support outside their family, thus the reduction in that kind of stress. And also, I should mention, undocumented immigrants tend to report extra familial stress quite highly. So instead of asking, you know, participants in these studies directly about their status, you can use this as a proxy, perhaps, for undocumented status. We think intrafamilial stress might have been underreported. That's possible because of the cultural value we think of familialism, and that emphasizes a strong relation to family ties. So maybe that was underreported, and we still think greater family involvement may have maintained a lower intrafamilial stress. Finally, the diabetes-related distress was clinically significant decrease. It went from moderate to little to no distress. And it is known that individuals have little or no distress tend to have better diabetes management, self-care behaviors. And finally, like other presenters have mentioned, the group format may have increased their social support available to them outside their family. Of course, there were limitations. It was a very small sample size. It was mostly females. The immigrants were mostly Mexican-born. Actually, 29 of the 30 were from Mexico. It was self-reported data, and social desirability may have altered the way people responded. Some individuals were at a low literacy level, in which we needed to present the questionnaire to them orally, or give them the questionnaire orally, so they couldn't fill it out themselves. The documentation status, like I mentioned, was not asked, and we did not specifically measure diabetes self-efficacy behaviors and any kind of change there. It may have been interesting to see if there was any changes in that. And for the future, you know, there's many studies that show, you know, benefits for Tai Chi and also the lack of. So there is a need for a standard way of measuring these things. Sometimes some studies have a higher dosage of intervention while others do not. So we should keep that in mind. Sometimes individuals practice for a longer time. So we need to measure that in a standardized way. It's, of course, a holistic exercise like many of those discussed today. And so we need to evaluate this using a holistic approach. So that means not just looking at the physical aspect of the exercise, but also the psychological, the social, and also the overall impact on a person's quality of life. And also, because of these reasons, it could also have benefits for, you know, Hispanic older adults. In this case, we saw culturative stress decreased. So, you know, regardless of maybe they have, with those who have and those who do not have diabetes, we might see changes there too. And finally, like the presenters before me mentioned, we need to make sure it's easy to implement in a community setting. That's because, you know, we can derive more benefits from not just the exercise, but also just the group format of the intervention. Thank you. Like,
taking time to have our presenters come up here. Stay where you are. That's it all. You're wiping off. Questions? Comments? Yes.
For speaker, can we repeat that link to the WordPress?
Yeah. We sure will.
Thank you.
It's a
we definitely are liking the integrative complementary, and so sometimes the C comes before the I and sometimes it doesn't. But I was very pleased with NIH's change in name from the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine to, I may get this right here, National Centers for Complementary and Integrative Health. So taking back our own power in all of this was really important. So I don't think the dust has settled on the name change yet, but the C and I are definitely important, and the A is less so. Yes? Mm-hmm. Yes. That's one of the reasons our section is called Integrative, Complementary, and Traditional Health Practices, because we want to emphasize that individuals not only may go to providers and practitioners, but they also we change our lives by our lifestyle and how we live our lives. Sure, absolutely.
There is a lot of work going on in the VA.
Well, I want to thank all of our presenters who did an extraordinary job, and congratulations to them, and thanks to our participants. And before you all go, I would like to introduce our new chair for our Integrative Complementary and Traditional Health Practices, Ann Doherty Gilman. She is taking over as of today. Woohoo! We're passing the torch. And our chair-elect for our section, Prasad Vinjamuri. And thanks to Prasad and his team, they worked on a programming for all of this for us for this year. So many thanks for your interest, your participation, and we hope you join our section. All right, thank you.